Good morning, LinkedIn friends, Value First Nation. Welcome to another episode of Value First AI Daily, your collaborative AI intelligence report. It is Tuesday, October 28th, 2025. Mr. Lefakis, how are we doing today?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Hanging in there and loving life right now and the way that things are going. I'm feeling like a real monumental shift. I mean, it's been, right? But at least the best way, like I was explaining it to my wife this weekend, and it's like this. Even though this isn't going to be like, this is just the beginning of like the best times, right? And so even though better stuff is going to be coming, like even in as soon as 6 months, it still feels like such a magnanimous time to be around right now. Like even though better stuff is going to come like well after I'm in the dirt, right? Still, like just there's something about being in the midst of the transition, right? And like actually being able to feel the transition happen around you. And that's what I've experienced in the last, like, I don't know, 72 hours, but it's like a culminating 9 months type thing. I'm not entirely sure how to encompass it, except to say that, when I first started out with doing anything related to like programming and stuff like that, you got to realize like it just started with, Gen AI in the sense of, writing and doing creative stuff. And I was really into Midjourney. And then like there was audio stuff to do too. And then video started taking off. And there was programming the entire time, but I never cared because I wasn't a programmer, not a website designer. Don't really care. But then it started getting better. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I have always wanted to make this website like, for myself, now it seems like that's going to be kind of easy to do and it's free and I can just kind of go back and forth. Yeah, maybe I'll get into it. And from that, it has snowballed into, I've got like two platforms I'm building and three, just like web apps and then like two just like little mini apps or something like that. And those are on the burners. And even in that space, it has gone from like tooth and nail fighting to get the right script for the one file to tooth and nail fighting to get the right scripts for, a series of actions or components or tools or whatever. And then trying to keep the code base from exploding. Shout out Replit. To, trying to actually go from, Replit and like self-contained thing to web. It's been a massive journey. And I finally got access to a Claude Code web and started playing around with that on Thursday. And it's kind of like everything else is just like out the window now. Like Replit, like
Can you show us why? Do you?
I can.
Because we never got to it on Friday, and I'll bury us in theory and feelings and philosophy. Like before you know it, I do think. Meanwhile, knowing that the only way people start to understand is by seeing, but also by doing. Like seeing is step one. I do want to mention like an interesting the AI Daily brief yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Talked about it, like new studies about how people are actually excited about AI and like that. But in the same vein as yesterday's conversation, like it's numbers, like it's surveys, it's so easy to guide those things in the way that you want. But what was interesting is it also comes back to like people would be doing more if there was more training, if there was more. But the way he positioned it at the end and something I think it was a little profound, is like learning is something like you do for yourself, where yes. Training is something that happens to you, right? And as you show us what's going to happen here, but as you talk about it, this is the main difference we come back to about this technology shift, this civilization shift, is that AI is on the other side learning right with us. And that's never happened before, right? So the speed and like the ability for you to just find where your vibe is, as you describe it, like started out in the visual stuff, places you are more comfortable, and then you're like, oh hey, I could do that. Oh hey, I can do that. Let's do more of that. That feels really good. And then even though your struggles are there, you're learning through those struggles. It's like AI is learning through those struggles. It's just, and now we get to hear where there's so many layers. Like, how lucky are we, though, that we get to experience, like, really two infrastructure, like, human infrastructure improvements, like, in the same lifetime, like, between, like, internet and then AI. Man, and I think I've seen some say it's, like, the last innovation or the last human invention or something like that. But
I'm telling you, like, that's what I feel. That's what I'm feeling. And I know, like, so I'm talking to a friend of mine this morning. It's like, this stuff is so ironic. And old friend of mine, I haven't talked to him in years. And my brother's been talking to him about what I'm doing. And so, he calls me and he's like, hey, look, is it really, like, you're talking about this stuff. Is it really that easy? Is it really what you're saying? You just tell it what to do and it just does it. And then you just work with it or whatever. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, so you don't do anything. You don't code anything. You just tell it to do stuff. And it just, I'm like, yeah. And it's like, it's this really, like, there's this blocker almost with people that, like, how come I don't have to do any work? Or like, but where's the work that I'm supposed to do? And the work comes in, the way in which the work factors in is like, okay, but think about it now. If something else is doing for you, smart people said it right out the gate. They were just like, oh, well, yeah, now that you can do more, you won't get time back. You'll just be doing more with the time that you have. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you're doing. You just have more of you. So you are just managing more of you to do more of what you do. That's like the easiest way to explain it. And so because it's doing what you do, yes, it does feel like magic to you because yes, you are living in a time in which you are watching a thing do the thing that you are good at. We are used to living in time periods where we watch other generations do something slightly better than what we did the generation before, right? Life hacks, right? Oh my God, I can't believe I made it this long, didn't realize how to use can openers, right? Like, we have some stuff like that, right? But like, we're talking about like little itty bitty things by comparison to, I don't know, your entire job, right? And not just like anybody's, but everybody's. And again, like, not even trapping yourself in the, oh, but what if it happens to me space, because like, we're playing around with it. And to me, it's just like, I don't know. It was feeling like Fantasia before. Now it straight up feels like magic. It's just straight magic to me now. Right. So like, me and Chris are messing around over the weekend, putting together an app, for Value First. And we were just, and so I was just like, if you've seen me do a tutorial, you know what it's like. It's a very shotgun type thing. So we kind of just shotgun through the process of like, hey, here's how I go from concept to whatever to Claude code. And the process is really just a matter of like, okay, discovering what it is that you want to build, then going and starting to build out the like underlying processes to it, right? So like here we're building an assessment tool. So it's not just necessary that we say that we're building an assessment tool, but also that we're building that the assessment tool has to do just that, right? If you're making assessments, that means you need to have comparisons. It means you have to have grades. You have to have weights. You have to figure all that stuff out. There is like math. There's math that goes on, right? So that's not going to be me that works that out, but I know the logistics of, I know the algebra. I don't know the numbers. So I can at least give it the algebra and it can work out the numbers. And then we kind of put the sandwich back together, work with figuring out like the brand design and everything. And we put together this solidified soup to nuts. Okay, here's what we want this application to be, right? Now, Chris can testify that if in normal, if we had asked for, hey, what's the time frame on building this out? The AI normally assumes that like, oh, I produce and human's going to do it. So here's what it is, human. Here's how long it's going to take you to produce what it is that I've laid out. And it would probably have told us like 6 to 8 weeks for something like this.
Yes.
Right. That's not the case with Claude Code. Like it doesn't assume that you're going to try to build something out. It just assumes it's like Codex. It just assumes okay. that if you're giving it stuff, it's building it. Right. So unless you go out of your way to ask it and be like, how long do you think it will take us to build this? And then if you say us, you're now including someone else other than him. So
right.
you increase the time frame.
Yeah. It's like, what? You mean this thing I just finished? How long is that going to take?
So this was the instruction that we gave. This was the initial instruction that we gave for this application for Claude Code to get started with. You know, as you can see, it's extremely, I would walk through it if we had the time to do that, but it's pretty ridiculous. Now you can just do the assessment for yourself, right? If you gave that instruction to, a dev to work on, right? Probably take them, I don't know, 30 minutes or so just to like ingest it, whatever, get it all squared away and stuff like that. Build out, I don't know, probably not too long. I think your best dev could probably crush this out in like, you know, a couple days, right? Tops, like day tops, your best dev probably in a day, maybe a few hours. Probably about 5 minutes later, right? So like this is all happening over the course of maybe 5 minutes, I think. It's like maybe 10 if I had to be like real fair to humans. So right out the gate, it's reading everything that we gave it. There's documents that we put into a GitHub repo. And so it's going through and reading that documentation, puts together a to-do list on what it's going to actually get to work on. And then it just starts getting to work and starts knocking out the list as it goes through. And you're just like, you don't even have to, the best part is you don't have to sit here and watch it. You can right. just give it the command, go off to something else, go work on something else. Does not matter. Right.
Like you mentioned how long it would take the dev to do and like a day, and that's all they'd be focused on. Like right. meanwhile, this was happening while we're having like a conversation. You've got like five other apps like being built at the same time.
Like, right.
It's just, yeah. We come back to like, why wouldn't you, right? And it's obviously like the framework is stuff that I've been working on for a while. So there's background of like building the questions and stuff like that. But sometimes I'd argue like, some of my favorite like conversations or progressions with AI are when I just start with the simple like one liner, like, hey, what about this?
Yeah.
Right. So like, don't think that like in the case of Value First, like I have a whole framework and I'm ready with docs and all that stuff. like, you really don't need any of that if you just take an idea. I mean, as simple as the person you mentioned earlier, like, think it, do it.
Right. Right. Right? It's really like, I wish I could say that it was super, and that's what I was telling Chris. It's like, I can't say that it's super easy. But at the same time, it's not crazy difficult. I don't know. So like there's a site, that I've used before to do like colors, basically to like do HTML, color tables and stuff to put together for sites. And, it's not something, this is Visual Studio Code, if not familiar. It's something that like I don't necessarily want to have to pay for because it's pretty simple. So like you shouldn't have to necessarily. So I was like, yeah, you know, it would just be nice if I just had my own version of that or could build my own version of that instead of having to actually do it. So yeah, I basically Claude code and let me see where it's at here somewhere. I'm not working on too much, don't worry.
Oh man.
It's buried somewhere in here. But yeah, basically just asked, yeah, there it is. Asked Claude and said, hey, you know, have this color scheme thing that I want to build out. Here's what I want it to do. Here's all the options I want it to have. You know, get after it. And so yeah, in about 5 minutes, that just went through, wrote everything that needed to get written, lock, unlock buttons, all the UI stuff, everything that was necessary there. Did the project structure. So then on my end, all I had to do was download the, clone the repo and set it up and run it. And now I've got my own color palette application, right? And any updates that I want to make to this, obviously I can make through, Visual Studio if I want to make any sort of feature, updates to it. It's the same thing. So like to me, what's awesome is that you have this like one shot capability and yeah, like I guess the best way I can explain it is like if, the worry of like, oh man, it's going to like seriously screw up my code base like six ways from Sunday. Like it's just not a thing anymore.
Yeah. Stop worrying about your code base. Honestly.
Yeah. Like I guess like
your code base is AI. Like, yeah. That's the like, code base.
If you're asking like, what's the big difference between this and like other vibe coders and stuff like that, that's the big difference to me. There's not a single time that I've asked Claude Code to do something that it got it wrong or messed it up or didn't do it right or flubbed it or whatever it was. Like it just doesn't get it wrong. So I try to be nice and like not use it if I need simple edits, which is why you'll see like I do some tiny changes here because it's like just tiny little things. But if I do need to like, hey, oh man, seems I screwed up. I need to overhaul this whole thing and we need to change this whole part. Zero sweat. Like, and I mean, you can even ask my wife, like I've been more calm in like the last like 4 to 5 days than probably like the last 4 to 5 months. Right. And it's just because like there's zero irritation in working now and like building anything out there. It's just so flawless and so effortless. It just,
yeah, it's part of the creative unlock, right? Because like so yeah. many decisions get made because we feel bad that we already spent time doing the other thing. And even though we realize that thing's not going to work, it's like, oh, we told some people it was going to be like this. We paid some money for it. I know exactly how I would redo it. But yeah, I don't want to redo it, or we don't have the budget, or it's going to be effort to teach people the new so many things. And now it's just like, because it didn't take as much effort in the first place, that barrier to just be like, okay, no, let's just redo it. That's the common sense thing to do in this moment, because we figured out something during the process that told us, all right, that way's not going to work. Like, so let's not deliver it that way. Like, man, you look at any kind of CRM scoping project, you can always find a moment like that where it's like, it should have been, you should have stepped back. Should have been like, wait a minute. Oh, this person just gave us a little bit of insight that we didn't have before. If we continue down, what more insight do they have? Do we need to take a minute to slow down and understand the process, or else we're going to continue delivering stuff that people will not use? Which mm-hmm. this is what you're going to start hearing from me is this like 25 year complexity trap, basically, that I feel like I've cracked. It's going to be in relationship to value first, because we just over, and this is what humans do. They over complicate everything when they don't know what's happening next. We have very powerful imaginations when it comes to trying to figure out things we do not know, because we do not like being in a state of not knowing what's next. Right? Our brains are literally built to try and figure out every variable around us. So we make shit up all the time. Right? And it's interesting to think about that in terms of people complaining about hallucinations from AI. It's like, we're built to do it. Learn from us, obviously. A nugget I want to share about a client that I'm working with, proud of what they're able to start last week, which was just training, right? Mm-hmm. But not traditional training. Because I do think there's a lot of insight into understanding training happens to people versus learning happens, you know, for them, with them, by them, right? And we're starting to see this all over the place, like training is lacking. Like mm-hmm. people want to use AI, but it's not like going to be coursework, right? It's not going to be just show up and here's your 10 steps and you're done. You've got it, right? Like we have to create the space for people to talk about stuff and learn from each other. Real time without judgment. Like, and all they did is they showed up on Friday, and this was after like I got them on board with like, hey, if you say you want to prioritize training, why can't you take an hour a week to just say, hey, everybody in this small organization of 20 people, we're taking this hour every single week, 2.5% of our week is going to be devoted to training every week. If you tell me you want to prioritize training and then you cannot do that, you are lying to me and yourself, right? So naturally, that was going to start last month, earlier this month. Then stuff came up and it got canceled. I was like, all right, here we go, right? Luckily, they got it done last Friday. And it was just basically a feedback session about how the process actually goes in practice. It's like, and you've got different people raising your hand like, oh, this is how I was taught to do it. Or this is how I do it. Or this is what makes sense to me. This is what doesn't make sense to me. We have to create these spaces to talk about this stuff in safe ways, right? And AI is just one of the pieces, but because we don't have any of these programs in places and everybody is just like, what gets in the way of these is like, oh, we got to figure everything out beforehand so that we can deliver the training to them, right? In a meaningful way. And we got to be productive with the hour. We got to make sure we get in, we get out. And it's been so insightful and enlightening to watch this like actually happen, because this is a part of the transition. I'm doing a coaching, you know, a session today, like starting a new engagement. And, you know, I've been getting like more and more comfortable with like challenging people to show up unprepared. Right. And I'm trying to figure out ways to explain why that's important, new ways to talk about it, because it doesn't always land well. But it's like, that's the muscles that we need to build. Like, you show up and you're ready and agile to learn based on what's happening in front of you, because that's the speed of where we're going right now. And that's actually how we do it best. Like, this whole conversational aspect is unscripted, like, by nature. It's, yeah, it's point and counterpoint and, oh, body language. All right, so I'm going to shift my posture. And, like, we're built to do that, right? And to think everything can go into scripts and playbooks and templates, and it just hasn't worked in 25 years. Some have been better at it than others and have made a lot of money off of it. But when you know that most organizations do not have training programs, do not have communications training, like, what we're talking, like, less than 5% here, right? Like, yeah, it's not something that's just, it's not going to happen overnight thanks to AI, right? It's just going to be like, oh, it's one more thing that people aren't, if we approach it in the same way, right? So that's my Tuesday rant. Thank you for starting to show us some cloud code. I think tomorrow we can get back to some news. I know some things are dropping, some things are happening.
Must be a big day tomorrow. Yeah.
And we'll be here to share what's going on.
Yep.
So until then, thanks so much, Nico.
No problem. See you guys.